tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The sports world is mourning the tragic death of an 11-year NHL veteran and his brother. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
New Jersey State Police say Johnny Gaudreau of the Columbus Blue Jackets and his brother Matthew were cycling on a road when they were hit from behind by a man driving an SUV in the same direction. They were pronounced dead at the scene. Police say the driver, 43-year-old Sean Higgins, was trying to pass two other vehicles. He's being held on several charges, including two counts of death by auto. According to the criminal complaint, Higgins told a responding officer he had five or six beers prior to the accident and admitted to consuming alcohol while driving.
Nicknamed Johnny Hockey, the elder Gaudreau was a former Hobey Baker Award winner as the nation's top college hockey player and won a national championship in 2012 at Boston College. In tennis, it was another eventful day in Queens at the U.S. Open. Correspondent Graham Agars has all the details. In golf, world number one Scottie Scheffler fired a second round 66 to take a four-stroke lead over Colin Morikawa at 21 under in the Tour Championship.
I feel like my swing's in a good spot. I've hit it nice the last couple days. Really feel like I've hit a lot of lips on the greens, but hitting a lot of quality putts. I mean, today, the putts that did not go in, a lot of them did not miss the cut by very much. So a lot of quality stuff out there. In a good spot going into the weekend.
Morikawa carded a 63 and leads fellow American Xander Schauffele by one stroke. More on the latest in sports, including scores from the gridiron and diamond, coming up next. In college football, number 16 Oklahoma breezed to a 51-3 victory over Temple in its debut as a member of the Southeastern Conference. Sooners quarterback Jackson Arnold passed for four touchdowns. Oklahoma coach Brent Venables.
Thought it was a good win with plenty of things that we can do to get better. In all three phases.
Major League Baseball, the Yankees doubled up the Cardinals to open a rare series in the Bronx. Correspondent Tom Merriam reports in New York.
The Yankees went to the Wells to beat the Cardinals 6-3. Rookie catcher Austin Wells belted a pair of two-run homers to propel the Yanks' victory. Wells' two-run homer in the third inning off Eric Fetty broke a 2-2 tie and stood up the rest of the way for New York. After Nolan Arenado homered in the top of the eighth to pull St. Louis to within a run at 4-3, Wells blasted another two-run shot off Riley O'Brien to make it 6-3 New York.
Every win's a lot bigger for me, so I try to keep the highs high and the lows not too low. So it's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to continuing to do it.
Wells also caught a strong outing from Marcus Stroman, who gave up just two runs in seven innings to earn his 10th win of the season for the first-place Yankees. The Cardinals still have not won a game in the Bronx since the 1964 World Series, losing all seven interleague games played at the two Yankee stadiums since then.
Elsewhere in interleague action, the Padres began their series against the Rays with a bang. Here's correspondent Steve Carney.
The Padres got home runs from Manny Machado, David Peralta, and Xander Bogarts, opening their series with a 13-5 win over the Rays. The Padres scored seven runs in the first two innings off Rays starter Taj Bradley, including a three-run blast by Machado as part of a four-run second. Manager Mike Schilt says it's nice to see hitters continuing to pile on runs early.
The hungerness is never enough, you know, and just keep getting after it. Like I say, being hungry with just always wanting more, better at bat, you know, just continue to be relentless in competition. It's impressive.
The Orioles held off the Rockies 5-3. The Guardians edged the Pirates 10-8. The Mets handled the White Sox 5-1. In American League action, the Red Sox needed extra innings to dispatch the Tigers. Correspondent Denny Kapp was on the scene.
The Red Sox hit back-to-back home runs in the top of the 10th to tame the Tigers 7-5. Sadon Raffaella put Boston ahead in extras with a 398-foot two-run shot off Tigers reliever Shelby Miller, while Jaron Duran posted a solo blast, his 21st of the season, off Tyler Holton to give Boston some cushion.
I feel like we've had a lot of situations like that this year where we like get punched in the mouth and then we punch right back. So I feel like I've said it before. I mean, it's just something we have in our back pocket that we're able to pull out. And we have such a young group and competitive group. I feel like we never make any situation too big, and we're just go out there having fun.
Duran also hit a pair of doubles to keep the Sox ahead of the Mariners as the first team out, chasing the Twins for the wild card spot in the American League.
Jose Altuve hit a walk-off RBI double in the ninth to lift the Astros over the Royals 3-2. The Twins blanked the Blue Jays 2-0 behind 7 2/3 scoreless innings from Pablo Lopez. The A's were all over the Rangers 9-2. In the National League, the Braves routed the Phillies 7-2. Behind a two-solo homer day for Orlando Arcia. The Brewers swept a doubleheader with the Reds, outscoring Cincinnati 19-4. The Cubs scored seven times in the second, including a Cody Bellinger two-run homer, and held off the Nationals 7-6. The top two teams in the NL West squared off in Phoenix. Here's AP's Dave Ferry with that game and the other late-night MLB action.
Homers by Will Smith, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani helped the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 10-9. Smith smacked a three-run homer as the Dodgers took a five-game lead in the NL West. Freeman hit a two-run shot in the first inning after missing the previous series with Baltimore with a fractured right middle finger.
Yeah, I wouldn't say relief. I just glad the work I put in the last couple of days and the 3 days of missing were kind of paid off.
Ohtani smacked his 43rd home run for the Dodgers, but starting pitcher Clayton Kershaw had to leave in the second inning with a toe injury. Elsewhere in late baseball, the Mariners beat the Angels 9-5 as Julio Rodriguez homered and Victor Robles added three hits with two RBIs. Matt Chapman's three-run double in the eighth inning gave the Giants a 3-1 verdict over the Marlins.
In tennis, Coco Gauff came back to beat Elina Svitolina 3-6, 6-3, 6-3 and reached the fourth round of the U.S. Open. On the men's side, Francis Tiafoe saw Ben Shelton's big serve to win their All-American third-round rematch in five sets.
Instead of facing four-time former champion Novak Djokovic in the next round, Tiafoe will now take on the Australian Alexei Poprin, who upset a lackluster Djokovic in four sets. I'm Graham Agars.
I'm Geffen Coolbop, AP Sports.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.